Can we talk a bit about what it means to be English? A friend of mine, Cass Pennant, sent me an email on St George's Day. I've still got it on my phone. It says, "There is a word that means more to me than any other. Some say a forbidden word. That word is England." And isn't that right? The English are the only people in the world who are told that it's wrong to celebrate our history and our heritage. Tony Blair, who's Scottish, gave the Scots a parliament, stating rightly that they are a proud and historic nation. But his deputy, John Prescott, who was born in Wales, is on record as saying there is no such nationality as English. Ever heard anything so absurd? Prescott and Blair tried to chop England up into 9 regions with expensive talking shop assemblies, regional flags and identities, all the better to ram us into the Euro mincer. Voters rejected them, but they'll keep on trying. Blair has a vested interest in denying English our parliament, of course. He'd never get elected in England. But this disdain for everything English that infects our rulers runs deeper than that. George Orwell, the great patriotic socialist, detected it back in the 1930s. Back then he wrote, "England is perhaps the only great country whose intellectuals are ashamed of their nationality." Partly this was down to the guilt of empire. Partly it stemmed from the influence amongst the Oxbridge elite of a powerful group of traitors who preferred Stalin's Russia to their own country. Now their descendants want to dissolve us into the EU after falling out of love with a succession of foreign tyrants, from Castro to Mao to Osama bin Laden via the Irish Republican Army. It's the Guardian mentality. England is always in the wrong, no matter what murderous rogue we're up against. But are they right? In fact, the English are far less to be ashamed of than other European nations. We aren't as militaristic as the Germans or as xenophobic as the French. The Royal Navy sank the slave trade and the British Empire is remembered with affection everywhere it touched. These sniggering fools don't even know the roots of their own radicalism. For every Francis Drake in English history, there was a Wat Tyler. For every Wellington, a Captain Swing. Military achievements shaped our self-image. The stout yeomen of England have been beating off invaders for centuries. We saw off Bonaparte smash the Spanish Armada and stood alone against Hitler. But England gave the world parliamentary democracy and the trade unions too. We're a strong-willed people, rightly proud of our free speech and tolerance. Our defining national characteristic is constructive bloody-mindedness, according to Keith Waterhouse, which is why most of us refuse to take Europe seriously. European? Never. I was born English and I will die English. To be English is to be part of the world's richest culture. From this sceptred isle sprang talents as diverse as Kipling, Chaplin, Dickens, Shakespeare, Nelson and Joe Strummer. In every field, in every era, the evidence of English greatness is there for all to see, from the enduring genius of Elgar to Kelly Holmes notching up a double gold at the end.